So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Our celebrity insider, A Wood, checking in from the road. She's out there working. She works in the TV and movie business. Sneaks off set to tell you how you can get in some of these shows. What's going on, A Wood?
Listen, I have a good cast, and I had to let you know because Megalopolis is getting bigger and bigger. It's like if ever a film was falling into its name, it's this one.
Now you're saying that's with Shia LaBeouf and Scarlett Johansson, Francis Ford Coppola is directing, so this is going to be a feature film.
It is going to be so majorly featured because actually this week added to the cast, Dustin Hoffman.
Wow. Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, it just gets bigger and bigger. So now we got Forrest Whitaker, Dustin Hoffman, Adam Driver. There's so many celebrities that we're going to have to be seeking out and looking for in our city that we're going to see them left and right.
It's incredible. So you still need more people to be extras and work alongside these mega giants?
Absolutely. Literally, anybody that is listening right now can be in this. 18 and older, of course, but I need people to play protesters. This casting call actually says if you have your own riot gear, even better. I so want to talk to those of you who already have your own riot gear.
Is there a riot gear bump? Do you get a little extra cash if you have your own stuff?
You do not, but this is a good casting because you will definitely be used for multiple days. So when you think about it, you know, that little money adds up when you start rolling in the 2 and 3 days at a time. It adds up, Tad. It's nowhere near what you're making.
Oh, please.
Well, but, you know, it's funny. A-Wood, we were talking yesterday about how Goodwill is starting their own online store now. I mean, Tad, this would be a spot for Jessica, your wife, to go online, start digging for riot gear.
Oh,
get it for cheap. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say have her show up on set to be an extra with a screaming one-year-old in her arms.
That's the best riot gear.
Yeah, you don't need riot gear when you got the baby.
All right, so again, 18 and older, if you want to get your protest on with some major celebrities, follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio. That's the Twitter, the Gram, and the book, and I will let you know exactly how to submit for this.
Something I wanted to say about Are You Smarter Than Kara is, Charlie, you've been doing such a great job filling in for Kara.
Thank you.
Not on this game, but everywhere else. And as you've done better over the course of the week, we've handed off more responsibilities to you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And there's a responsibility that Drex and I are kind of regretting. I want to play some highlights of your new job as scorekeeper of Are You Smarter Than Kara, if you don't mind.
Sure, let's go. 3-4.
4-3, yeah, Tad's up. There you go. All right, final score, Charlie.
It is 4-3.
4-3. Final score this morning
is 5-4. Howard, I'm so sorry. Did I butcher this again?
It was 5-3.
I look forward to Charlie keeping the score because she's not capable of doing that.
You get one more shot at 7:35, Charlie.
I always do better at 7:35.
We're going to find out if she does better.
Literally tears in my eyes right now.
Are we changing the name of the game from Are You Smarter Than Kara to like Can Charlie Keep Score?
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 728. Sunshine, clouds moving in with a cold front later on today. Temperatures in the 80s, but will be cooler over the weekends. 58 in Midtown. What's up, Charlie?
All right. The Braves have signed a new team member just ahead of the start of the postseason next week. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to introduce you to Jackson Hall. He's a local boy and just 12 years old.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's exciting. Okay. Ever since Chris Pratt was announced as the voice of Mario in the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie, fans have wondered whether he would adopt that traditional it's-a-me, a Mario Italian accent of the video game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now the first trailer has been released and people can hear what Pratt did with the character.
What is this place? Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
That sounded like Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Who's doing a better job, Chris Pratt as Mario or Charlie keeping track of the score on Are You Smart?
Jeez, the hits keep coming. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. All right, let's talk about Jackson Hall. He is a middle schooler from Macon who has battled lymphoma and was able to ring the bell for his one-year cancer-free scan this past July after 5 rounds of chemo at St. Jude Children's Hospital. Jackson's mom tells us a story.
It was the day of his 5th grade graduation. I had a tummy ache. Took him to the doctor. The doctors did a biopsy and found that it was cancer.
Oh, man, those stories always get me. That happened last June. Fast forward to 15 months later, and the Atlanta Braves have stepped up to partner with Make-A-Wish to make him a Brave for the day.
How cool.
I know. I love this, including like a tour of the clubhouse with his favorite player, Austin Riley, and he got a chance to warm up with the team.
It was the coolest thing I've ever done. Everybody really knows him because of their stats, but they can show people that they have personality too and not just everything's baseball.
This might be my favorite story of the year. This is amazing. I love this.
What would you do? Go ahead, Tad. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if you got to be like a Brave for the day and hang out. Like, what would the first thing you would do be?
I mean, you just want to take everything in.
I've toured Truist Park, and they have, like, an amazing locker room. Like, they've got pool tables down there, lazy boys, the whole thing. But I did have a question. Who do you think did a better job, Jackson Hall at batting practice or Charlie keeping score? Okay.
I got to go. Bye.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Denise and Conyers. Good morning.
Morning.
Looking forward to the weekend?
Maybe.
Really? It seems like we need to unpack this a little bit more.
Anything so I don't have to keep score.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Denise, let's get it off to the right foot. Kick Tad out of the studio.
Bye, Tad.
Good luck.
Tad filling in for Kara while she's on maternity leave with Are You Smarter Than Kara. He's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in, ask him the same exact questions. If you answer more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, question number 1. A New York man has set a record for growing a 2,500-pound pumpkin. When you carve a pumpkin, put a candle in it. What's it called?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Question 2. The Falcons are on the road to take on Tom Brady and the Bucks this Sunday. What city will that game be held in?
Tampa Bay. No.
I like that answer. I like that answer. Question 3. Kanye West showed up on Fox News last night and said the media was, quote, godless. Does Fox News lean left or right?
Left.
Question number 4. The trailer for season 5 of Yellowstone has picked up over 4 million views in less than a week. What state is that show based in?
Texas. I don't watch it.
All right, Texas. All right, question number 5. Jared Leto is set to portray fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld in an upcoming film. Do you know the name of Jared's rock band?
I don't. Oh, man.
That's a tough one. Yeah, question 5 is always tough.
These are tough questions.
All right, going to bring Tad back in. And Denise and Conyers, you did okay. We'll see what happens with tough questions this morning.
All right.
Ooh, Taddy Trivia, ready for the same questions?
Oh, yes. Question is Charlie ready to keep score?
Ouch.
Let's do it.
Number 1, a New York man has set a record for growing a 2,500-pound pumpkin. That's a big gourd.
Yes, sir.
When you carve a pumpkin, put a candle in it. What's it called?
Is that what becomes a jack-o'-lantern?
That is correct. That's what Denise said. 1-1.
Question 2. The Falcons are on the road to take on Tom Brady and the Bucks this Sunday. What city is that game going to be held in?
Be in Tampa Bay.
Correct. That's what Denise said. 2-2. Tied.
Question 3. Kanye West showed up on Fox News last night and said the media was, quote, godless. Does Fox News lean left or right?
It leans right.
What's that is correct. Denise said left.
Ah.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
3-2.
Is it really?
Question number 4. The trailer for season 5, Yellowstone, picked up over 4 million views in less than a week. What state is that show based in?
Montana.
That is correct.
Really?
Yes. Denise said Texas.
Ah.
All right. 4-3. 2.
All right, question number 5. Jared Leto is set to portray fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld in an upcoming film. Do you know the name of Jared's rock band?
Something, it's like 60 Seconds to Mars.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
You missed by 30 seconds.
Oh, it's 30 Seconds to Mars. Oh, but that's okay, because Denise missed that too.
All right, final score.
Encore. Final score, Charlie.
All right, it is 4-2.
Is she right?
She's right,
yeah, Charlie. Tad got four right.
Charlie got them all right. Denise only got 2, but everyone's a winner this morning.
Yes, tickets to go see Ed Sheeran in concert. Sound pretty good?
Yeah, that's all I wanted, really.
She's like, the rest of this was all for just entertainment purposes only. It was an exhibition game.
It was.
Ed Sheeran at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, May 27th. Congratulations from B98.5. This is fun. You know how tattoos have been kind of in the news? We've had Post Malone.
Yeah, got his daughter's initials tattooed on his face. I mean, just adding to the face tattoos. Oh, he's already got all kind of
everywhere.
Prestigious.
Yeah. Yes. And then we had Pete Davidson getting his Kim Kardashian, his plethora of Kim Kardashian tattoos.
Yeah, a few, yeah.
So here's the question. If we were all to go into battle using only our tattoos as weapons, who would stand the best chance of winning?
Which one of your tattoos would you bring into battle? Well, Tad, you'd be dead.
I would be dead. I have no tattoos. Yeah. But Charlie, I know you have a tattoo.
I have my grandparents' fingerprints in the shape of a heart. So I don't know what that means.
Basically, what you're saying is, would your grandparents would going into battle with just one finger?
One.
Yeah. If it was me versus Charlie and I bring my Coldplay lyrics that I have tattooed on my left bicep,
my God.
I mean, obviously.
The fingers would obviously.
What does Steve
win.
Carell say about that?
Right. I mean, that's, you want to talk about a pillow fight.
404-741-0985. If you can beat Charlie's grandparents' fingers, just one finger each.
That sounds creepy.
It's got to be on your body. Your tattoos going into battle. Would it stand a chance of winning? Okay. Think about the tattoos you have on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to win in a battle if you only had your tattoos as weapons?
Okay.
And we're going to see who has the best chance of winning if we all went into battle with our tattoos. Charlie started out because you have your grandparents'
fingerprints tattooed on my wrist in the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
Which beat Drex's Coldplay lyrics.
They're pretty aggressive. Like, they're emo. They're a little aggro and emo.
No.
All right.
No, we're not doing that.
Notice nobody's asked you what the lyrics actually say.
You wouldn't know. You have no clue. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Terry and Noonan, can you beat Charlie's grandparents' fingers in a tattoo battle?
I think I would. I have a black cat.
Ooh, oh, all perfect right. Perfect for Halloween. Meow.
Well, now, is that after a cat that passed away, or you just like the design?
I have 2 black cats now.
Where on your body is the black cat?
It is on my forearm.
Black cat versus Charlie's grandparents' fingers.
All right, I'm out.
Yep, we're good.
Black cat in the lead. Only call if you could, if your tattoos could beat a black cat. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Donna in Covington, we have a black cat now in the lead. What do you have?
Mine are song lyrics from an Elton John song.
If this were Tattoo Madness, would Elton John lyrics beat Drex's Coldplay lyrics?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna say yes.
Which song from Elton John?
I'm Still Standing.
Is that what it says? What does it say?
I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
No need to get fancy with it.
I don't know if you got into the verses or what.
I think the black cat would take down Elton John.
Elton's coming after you.
Well, the battles that it symbolizes that I've fought through and I'm still standing.
Yes. I love it.
I like the symbolism there.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thanks, Donna. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Melanie and Noonan, we have a black cat in the lead right now. Could your tattoo win in a battle against a black cat?
Well, I've got the black cat. But to top it off, I've got a set of angel wings.
Wait, do you also have a black cat tattooed on you?
I do. It's a cougar.
Stop it.
Oh, a cougar.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Dude.
Cougar wins.
Terry's was a domestic.
Right.
Back in the day, I was single and I was on the prowl. So a bunch of girls got together. I was thinking, I'm young and, well, I wasn't young. I was in my mid-30s. I got a tattoo of a cougar.
Yeah, you got a cougar in heat. That's ferocious.
She got a cougar tattoo while she was still a puma.
Right.
I love it. All right, 404-741-0985. If you have a tattoo that could beat a cougar, and only in that case, give us a call. B98.5. If we were all to go into battle using only our tattoos as weapons,
okay,
who would win? Now, we started with, just in the studio,
yep,
Charlie's grandparents, two of them, one finger each. They would just jab you in the shape of a heart. And what are we at right now?
We're at a cougar. Yeah, we're at a cougar in heat.
Kayla in Cartersville.
I have an arrow.
It will kill the tiger.
Yeah,
the cougar. kills the cougar.
Well, but an arrow just by itself ain't going to do nothing. We're going to throw it.
Jab the cougar to death.
Are we getting technical about this?
You don't have a vessel to disperse that arrow?
Technically, it has the words, I love you, above it.
You're
killing people with your kindness.
No.
You say cougar still?
Cougar, absolutely.
All right, dude. All right, your funeral. Thanks, Kayla. Alex and Buford.
Yes, sir.
What are you taking into battle?
So my son's name is Colt, so I have a Colt revolver with his name on it.
Oh, there you go.
Alex dropping the hammer.
Taking down the cube.
So we only have machine gun or nuclear weapons.
Yeah, right.
He's got an A-bomb tattoo on him.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Don't change. Barbara Jean and Jasper.
I've got a barbarian leopard lady. From Conan and the Destroyer, kind of that motif.
Whoa, some sort of a hybrid female slash animal.
Half female, half yes.
Does that take down a Colt revolver? No question.
Yes.
The brains and the brawn of this woman.
But Barbara Jean, it's a little trashy though. Like where I'm just being honest. I have trashy tattoos. I could say that.
It's got Coldplay lyrics on it.
Right. Where did that come from?
It is a full back piece, and it's because I love redheads, but I prefer males. So I had her done as a redhead, and I've always loved graphic animation. So like Ken Eastman, heavy metal comics. So Louis Royo used to do some really cool female into morphing into animals. And one day I just saw the portrait.
Are you glad you asked the question,
Drax? Yeah. She wins. I'm not messing with her.
404-741-0985. I don't even really remember how to say it. A Conan the Barbarian woman? Leopard lady?
Half winner. Female, half leopard. That's what we call her, winner.
We've been talking this morning. If you were to go into battle using only our tattoos as weapons, who would win? Who would have the best chance of winning? We started with the fingertips of Charlie's grandparents that she has tattooed into a heart. And we are at Conan the Barbarian Leopard Lady, I think is the best.
Yeah, I don't mess with her.
Jeff in Atlanta, can you beat her?
Absolutely.
What have you got tattooed on your body?
I have my Army Combat Patch, the 82nd Airborne Division.
You got a full group of servicemen. First of all, Jeff, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Second of all, I mean, you wouldn't be threatened by half leopard, half woman barbarian?
Not threatened, curious maybe.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, shoot it.
If you're not sure, shoot it. Oh, my God.
I love that motto.
Randy, your tattoo, whatever it is, has to go up against the 82nd Airborne.
On one arm, I have Genie's lamp. On the other arm, I have Jafar's lamp.
Oh,
so, I have sort of anything and everything I need.
You get three wishes on each side.
Exactly. Some good, some evil.
Yeah.
Are you a big Disney fan or something, Randy?
No, I went to Orlando a couple years ago, and I got the Genie lamp, and then my wife got the Pixar lamp.
He fell for it just like the rest of us. You can't go to Disney without doing something idiotic.
No, absolutely not.
It's a requirement in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, I thought if I had the genie lamp, my yin and yang would sort of balance out with Jafar's lamp.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
You basically got your Jafar lamp so that you could keep the genie lamp in line?
Disney tattoos. Are you single?
Yeah,
is this my husband, Randy?
Nope, not single. Sorry. I've got an arm full.
You got your arms full.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Adria, what's going on?
I just found out that my son has been sort of terrorizing, for lack of a better word, our neighbors.
Ooh. Terrorizing the neighbors.
Oh, gosh.
How was that?
I think it started off innocently enough. You know, we told him he wanted this car, that he'd have to get a part-time job, so he was going to have to earn the money for it and all this other stuff. So he's been selling security systems, and he works at...
Oh, cool.
And he's been doing...
Sales.
And he started doing a little too well, actually. So we're having dinner the other night, and I was telling the kids that we'd had like an update from like the Nextdoor app that there were some kids going around the neighborhood, sort of maybe causing some trouble. So we really had to be diligent about locking the doors and everything. That there were some kids sort of posing as a pest control, and just not doing a little sketchy on the up and up.
How do you know they were posing, that they don't really work for the pest control company?
When we were reading the update, it said that there were no flyers, they didn't have business cards, they didn't seem to really know too much about pest control, and they weren't even like necessarily knocking on the door. Probably just like a little sketchy, where you just kind of get that feeling.
It looked like they were kind of like casing the neighborhood, and then you're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, we're selling pest control, and then they've got no ID. That's suspicious.
Yeah. And so the lady that lives right down the street is the one that posted it.
Okay.
She's like, oh, this place isn't safe and I need to move. And so she's looking for real estate agents to list her house.
Your son, you say, is involved?
So we were talking the other night about the need to be diligent. And you know how you've just got that mom intuition, like, you know when they're lying, you know when they're hiding something, you know when there are dirty magazines under the bed. You just know.
Right? I haven't developed that poker face yet.
Exactly. So now we know why he's been so successful. So he and his little idiot friends, they would go around and like frighten the neighbors. And then a couple of hours later, he comes through just innocently enough, like, hey, we're selling security systems. Oh, that was the perfect time.
He's creating his own demand. This is great. Oh.
So who are we asking forgiveness from?
So this is my neighbor, Donna. I just want to make sure she knows that this is a safe neighborhood, that this is not going to happen again, and that most importantly, she doesn't have to move. I mean, I feel horrible about that. She's her whole life.
You got to be impressed, though.
Yeah. So again, if you missed it, I just got to explain this scam. That's where your son sends his little buddies around to scare the neighbors, and then he comes in after and is like, hey, would you like to buy a security system? At the height of their fear.
It's a little unethical and unseemly.
Sit tight. We're going to get your neighbor who posted on the Nextdoor app on the phone, and we'll ask her to forgive you. You said she's the head of the HOA?
Yeah, she's been there a while.
I love it already.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Adria just found out her son has been running a scam where he sends his friends through a neighborhood to terrorize the neighbors and make them feel like they're about to get robbed. Then he comes through a few hours later and sells them a security system. It's genius, except it got too close to home. Now her neighbor has posted online that she doesn't feel safe and is thinking about moving. But Adria knows that this is all just a scam. So she wants to come clean and ask forgiveness on her son's behalf. Adria, sit tight. We're going to get your neighbor, Donna, on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Donna?
It is.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. And the reason we're calling, we understood you had some excitement in your neighborhood where you had to...
Excitement, yeah.
You would post it on the Nextdoor app?
Yes, I did. This used to be a good place to live. But I'm thinking maybe it's time for me to move away from Atlanta to a quieter neighborhood.
Well, before you go moving away, Donna, we might have some information that'll come as kind of a relief to you. Your neighbor Adrian asked us to help her ask forgiveness. She's on the line with us.
Hey, Donna, I'm so sorry. There really is no crime in the neighborhood. Everything is fine. My son, who's just started in sales, was using a slightly less than conventional sales technique.
Well, I know about his technique. Scaring people into buying security cameras.
Oh, Donna, you were aware of this.
Oh, yeah. Not at first, but I've been working with the police.
Oh.
This is scary. Police. I have to tell you, I'm deaf in my right ear, so I can't tell where direction or sound comes from. And that's very scary. Noises are terrifying to me. I don't feel safe in my own home.
You say you contacted police.
Of course. Yep. I gave them photos of the car. They have the license plate number. And now we have a name to go with it. So thank you.
Donna, please don't get the police involved. This is just something that got out of control really fast. They're young. I don't want this to ruin the rest of their lives. I mean, please be reasonable about this.
I don't know what to tell you. The police are already involved. I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and Adrienne was so concerned when she heard that you were actually considering moving because of her son's sales quote-unquote technique. She was hoping that you could forgive both her son and her and could move on from this.
So why are you calling?
Well, we just decided we were going to try to help her out.
No, Adrienne, why are you calling? When your son is the one who did this.
Well, Donna, we've already punished him, and I didn't want him to make the situation worse by saying the wrong thing, so I thought it would be better if I just called.
See, but that's the problem, Adrienne. Parents always bailing their kids out. If he's really sincere about this, you have him come to my house. You have him knock on my door and look me in the eye. If he can do that, and I know that he's sincere about this, then I'll see if the police will drop this.
Okay. Adrian, will you agree to do that?
Of course, absolutely. And he is sorry.
And one warning to your son. You better make sure he's sincere, because I have a feeling Donna will not take a frumpy teenager being like, I'm sorry.
Donna's BS meter is at 10 right now.
You might have to do some practice runs.
He should not have his mother apologize for him and do his cleanup detail.
Maybe your son should bring a free security system along with him, just for good measure. A
couple bags of mulch.
Yeah, bring the lawnmower, kid. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.